You're listening to SBS News.
More countries are reporting their first cases of the Omicron variant less than 2 weeks after the new coronavirus strain was first reported by South Africa. Russia reported its first confirmed cases on Monday in two people who returned from South Africa. Croatia also detected two cases, as did Nepal. Thailand has also found its first case in a visitor from the United States who arrived from Spain. And in Argentina, one case was discovered in a man traveling from South Africa through the United States. As the Omicron variant gains speed around the world, in the Philippines, 28 schools in Manila have reopened to trial in-person classes. This comes after the number of COVID-19 infections dropped amid stringent control measures, including 2 years of online learning. Emilita Kajigal, principal of the Comembeo Elementary School, is confident her school can open safely. She says it has COVID safety protocols in place, including ultraviolet lights and air purifiers.
I am very confident that we are safe here in Comembeo Elementary School because since it's a community or stakeholders' participation, so I'm very confident.
A total of 2,000 students from the 28 public schools in the capital, Manila, participated in the pilot program. To Sweden, which is reintroducing several measures to curb rising COVID-19 infections, including renewed social distancing and the use of masks on public transport. Cases in Sweden have risen in recent weeks after a relatively calm autumn. Hospitalizations and the number of patients requiring intensive care are still among the lowest per capita in Europe, but have also started to creep higher. Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson has sought to reassure people there.
Hej och välkomna till den här pressträffen. Vi ser en ökad smittspridning, men fortfarande från låga nivåer.
We see an increased spread of infection, but still from low levels. We continue to have a low rate of people in intensive care, and a large proportion of our population is vaccinated, and we have done the vaccinations with good precision. We also have several measures already in place, not least the demand for vaccine passports at large gatherings. So we're not in the same situation as we were in the spring of 2020, for example, or 1 year ago. But we need to work together so that the situation doesn't get worse. So today we are presenting further precautionary measures.
Och därför kommer vi idag presentera ytterligare försiktighetsåtgärder.
Nearly all pandemic restrictions were phased out as vaccinations rose and deaths and severe cases slowed to a trickle during the summer, like elsewhere in the Northern Hemisphere, fueling hopes the country was finally turning its back on the pandemic. Since then, cases have once again begun to mount, if still fewer than in most countries across Europe. Poland has also announced new measures designed to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Deputy Health Minister Waldemar Kraska announced the measures.
Od 15 grudnia obniżamy limity do 30%.
From December 15, we are lowering occupancy limits to 30% in restaurants, bars and hotels. The limits do not apply to vaccinated people. Their status is verified by the business owner. Also from December 15, we are lowering occupancy limits to 30% in cinemas, theatres, sport venues and places of worship. From December 15, nightclubs and dancing venues are closed. And on December 31 this year, and on January 1, 2022, the number of people allowed in closed premises is limited to a maximum of 100 people.
The health minister added that mandatory vaccines would be required for those living with people infected with COVID-19, regardless of the COVID certificate they have. He added that travel restrictions would also be imposed.
We are also changing the rules for people coming to Poland from outside the Schengen area. From December 15, all people who fly to Poland from outside the Schengen area will have to show a COVID-19 test performed no later than 24 hours before arrival.
While the number of daily coronavirus cases in the European Union's largest eastern member has stabilized, it remains at a high level, and authorities fear the new Omicron variant could trigger a jump in infections. Poland has not reported any cases of the Omicron variant yet. to Jerusalem, where Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett held talks with Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis and Cypriot President Nikos Anastasiades during a trilateral summit there. The leaders discussed energy cooperation, tourism, climate change, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Greek Prime Minister Mitsotakis said his nation has learned a lot from Israel's response to the pandemic.
Now we'll be able to discuss recent developments regarding COVID. We're all aware that this pandemic is not over yet. We've learned a lot from Israel during these past 18 months. Probably the most important message is to continue aggressively push with our vaccination efforts and to make sure we get booster shots into the arms of as many of our citizens as possible. That is the only safe.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.